But here's a couple people who did remember and are willing to talk about it. And this is from Maurice Rawlings' book, To Hell and Back. One says, "I was guided to the place in the spirit world called hell. This is a place of punishment for all those who reject Jesus Christ. I not only saw hell, but I felt the torment that all who go there will experience. The darkness of hell is so intense that it seems to have a pressure per square inch. It is an extremely black, dismal, desolate, heavy, pressurized type of darkness. It gives the individual a crushing, despondent feeling of loneliness. The heat is a dry, dehydrating type. Your eyeballs are so dry they feel like hot coals in their sockets. Your tongue and lips are parched and cracked with the intense heat. The breath from your nostrils, as well as the air you breathe, feels like a blast from a furnace. The exterior of your body feels as though it were encased within a white-hot stove. The interior of your body has a sensation of scorching hot air being forced through it. The agony and loneliness of hell cannot be expressed clearly enough for proper understanding to the human soul. It has to be experienced." Another eyewitness account that's recorded into Hell and Back, this person reports, "Soon I had a feeling that life was ebbing from me. I felt powerful sensations of dread. I'd been looking up into the big glass cupola over the operating room. This cupola now began to change. Suddenly it turned a glowing red. I saw twisted faces grimacing as they stared down at me. I tried to struggle upright and defend myself against these ghosts who were moving closer to me. Then it seemed as if the glass cupola had turned into a transparent dome that was slowly sinking down over me. A fiery rain was now falling, but though the drops were enormous, none of them touched me. They spattered down around me, and out of them grew menacing tongues of flames, licking up about me. I could no longer shut out the frightful truth. Beyond the faces dominating this fiery world were faces of the damned. I had a feeling of despair. The sensation of horror was so great it choked me. Obviously, I was in hell itself. And the glowing tongues of fire could be reaching me any minute. In this situation, the black silhouette of a human figure suddenly materialized and began to draw near. It was a woman in a black veil, a slender woman with a lipless mouth, and in her eyes an expression that sent icy shudders down my back. She stretched out her arms toward me and pulled me by an irresistible force. I followed her. An icy breath touched me, and I came into a world filled with faint sounds of lamentation, though there was not a person in sight. Then and there, I asked the figure to tell me who she was. A voice answered, 'I am death.' I summoned all of my strength and thought, 'I will not follow her anymore, for I want to live.'